Blog Talk Radio.
Live on the air.
Good evening, everybody. This is Cinchilla on air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-953-9131 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. You're now tuned into News Forum. I'm Cinchilla Jonesia, your anchor and host tonight. Greetings, everybody. Well, do we have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show for you tonight? Very controversial, as usual. And last week's show was very controversial. This one is going to be even more controversial than last week's show, everybody. Tonight, oh my God, we have something in store for you that you're going to be like sitting back like, oh my God, oh really? Really? I didn't know that. Oh, boy, wow. That's how it's going to leave you tonight. And I want you to call in. I want you to press 1 to get on here and talk. And, you know, feel free to jump in. And we will definitely let you talk. But please stay on track with tonight's topic. And I'm going to tell you the topic right now, everybody. It's a hot one. And it's very, very controversial. So tonight's topic, or look tonight, into the biggest, most deadliest drug cartel in the world, the most ruthless drug cartel in the world. And can anybody guess who that is? Well, some of y'all might be saying who? The Mexicans? The Colombians? No, you're wrong. Wrong for both. The biggest drug cartel in the world that I consider the most ruthless and the most deadliest. And after tonight's broadcast, you will agree. It is Big Bad Pharma. Wow, some of you probably saying, well, who is Big Bad Pharma? I never heard of that drug cartel. Well, it's the pharmaceutical industry, everybody. And I'm going to be talking about their ties to politics, vaccines, incurable disease, cancer research, the government, and population control. Sit back, and I'm going to take you for a real spin tonight, y'all. Where should I start? Well, let's talk about this Big Pharma. They are really bad. I tell you, they are big, they're bad, and guess what? They basically can do whatever they want to do, not just here in the United States of America, but in countries around the world. So this is the biggest drug cartel because they're all over the world. And they're all over the world practicing and selling their drugs legally. And a lot of you listening tonight, you're addicts already, okay? You're already addicted to their drugs, and you keep going back and back over and over and over and over again, refilling your drug prescriptions because they have you hooked and addicted. And how do they have you hooked and addicted? Well, number one, you're hooked and addicted because when you go to your doctor, right, they tell you if you have high blood pressure that you're going to need to take a drug to lower your pressure. And they don't say, well, here, you take this for 2 weeks and or take it for 2 months and your pressure will be fine. You don't need that anymore. No, they will tell you you need to take that for the rest of your life to keep your blood pressure stabilized, okay? If you have heart trouble, they're going to tell you the same thing. If you have diabetes, they're going to tell you that same thing. You got to take your drug for the rest of your life so that you won't, you know, your diabetes will be under control. And for cancer, definitely. They're going to tell you you have to take whatever you're taking for the rest of your life so you can stay alive. They're going to have, you know, put you on chemotherapy and radiation and all that stuff. And it's just so sad. And, you know, people fall for those tricks. And it's sad. So this is how you become addicted, because you're taking this medication every day. In the back of your mind, I got to take this because if I don't, I'm going to get sick. If I don't take it, I'm going to die. And so that's what they do. They instill fear in you to make you continuously take these drugs. And the sad part of that is the longer you take one medication that they gave you, guess what? Eventually, you're going to have to take another medication. Why? Well, number one, to combat the side effects of that first medication they gave you, okay? And then number two, you're going to have to take something else because maybe after taking it so long, your body has become, you know, like really used to that medication or immune to it, and so now it's no longer working for you. So they either have to up your dose or they have to prescribe something else for you because that other drug is no longer working. Then you're going to wind up on another drug because your other parts of your body, like different organs, are going to become affected and infected from using their medicines, their man-made, chemically-induced medications, their drugs, you know. So then you're going to continuously take more and more and more. And I have seen people, like, start off with one drug, and, you know, then they tell me when they come see me, they have like a bag full of drugs or a box full of all these bottles of pills that they have to take every day. So that's somebody that's like pumping like 12 different medications in their body each and every day. Now, that sounds like a drug addict to me. So, and, you know, and people, if they don't get their diabetes medicine, they could go into a diabetic coma, okay? So people run around trying to find this medication. If they don't get it, you know, they're so scared. And it begins to look like they're like jonesing for a fix. And it's so sad. But this is what big bad pharma has done to society. It has done to humanity, especially those in black communities. Okay, black communities suffer from the most deadliest disease, like cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, all of those are things that are subjected in the black communities. And, you know, it comes from, which I'm going to get into maybe a little later if I get to that, but, it comes from different foods that black people eat, okay? It comes from different water supplies in the black community. And, you know, this is a thing that a lot of people don't know, too, because the water that gets, you know, filtered through your home, not meaning that you have a filtration system. I'm talking about that's running through the pipes from outside that's going into your home and you turn your faucet and it's coming out your faucet. You cook with it. You bathe with it. Those waters, okay, have toxins, bacteria, mercury, all kinds of things in there that will eventually mess up your health. And I found out from the EPA and different water departments in different areas and things like that that I talked to and interviewed over the years, you know, and I specifically asked about the water, you know, are there different piping systems that go through different communities? And I was told yes, yes. And the water quality is not the same in black communities as it is in the suburbs and all of that stuff. And, you know, I was really surprised that they actually answered yes, you know, but they did. They answered yes. It's so sad, but we as black people, and I know I have other listeners, you know, everybody is not going to be black on here, but, you know, I'm talking about the black community, especially with this water and all, because it's a difference. The disparities, you know, racial disparities is just horrible. You know, it's very, very, very bad, and it's real. And until we come to the realization that we are not treated equally, you know, you are going to stay in the predicament that you're in because you think that they have your best interest at heart, but they do not. And we have to wake up and realize that we have to take charge, as I said last week, of our health. We have to take charge of our wealth and everything else. We can't look for somebody else to give it to us. Okay, come and say, here's a bag of health for you. Hey, here's a job for you. Here's a bag of money for you. We cannot wait, okay? It's time for you all to take charge of your health and stop depending on big, bad pharma. Stop allowing big, bad pharma to continuously drug you up. Some of you are so drugged up every day that you can't even get out of bed because you're, like, dizzy because of the side effects that, you know, create dizziness, nausea, vomiting, headaches, and, you know, vertigo, and all kinds of things that, you know, happen from side effects from those medicines that you take. And those medications are deadly. And if you notice, people that get on them, they never get off of them. They die taking those same medications that were supposed to help them live. Wow, that's really crazy, okay? But there's a better way, y'all, to talk and do that, you know, and I'm going to talk to you all about that too, okay? But Big Bad Pharma is not the way that you want to go. But Big Bad Pharma has the industry so monopolized right now. You know, they are controlling the politicians. They're controlling the research foundations. They're controlling doctors, and they're controlling just about everybody, okay? Why? Because they're like a $1 trillion industry, may even be a $1 zillion industry by now, you know, because of all of the pharmaceuticals that they make and all of the people that are on these drugs. So they're the highest paid drug cartel in the world, you know, not just the biggest and baddest and most ruthless, but they're the highest paid drug cartel in the world. And it's such a doggone shame. Now, with cancer research, wow, cancer research, people, how many of y'all give the Cancer Research Foundations? How many of y'all done gave to them, like the Susan Coleman Foundation and what's some of the others? A Race for a Cure, I think that's Susan Coleman too. But then they have the American Cancer Society, and they have about maybe 50 different cancer foundations now, and people give to them faithfully. Some people give to them every month. Some people give to them yearly, and it's a shame because, you know, cancer has been around for so very long, like way before I was born, cancer was around, and there's still not a cure. I'm 57 years old, and there's still not a cure for cancer after all of these millions and millions and billions of dollars have been funneled through these different research foundations, and, you know, and still there is no cure. But what has been cured is their pockets, their bank accounts, and their pocketbooks. That's what's been cured. They cured that, you know, with all the money that y'all give them, you know, and all the money that your insurance company pays for your chemotherapy and your radiation treatments. And then at the end, they put you on hospice, send you home to die. And that's a shame. That's after they don't milk you dry, so they send you home to die. And it's a shame. So this is something that's real. And the pharmaceutical industry, they want to shut up people that talk against them, like I'm doing tonight. And some of my family, they were like, and some of my friends, they're like, oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, they might come after you. And so I said, yep, you're right. So people, if I disappear after this broadcast and you never hear from me or see me again on Facebook or nowhere else, you know who did it. The pharmaceutical industry, okay? So I'm just putting that out there right now. But anyway, I'm not really afraid of them, but they have made people disappear. So, see, this is why they're a drug cartel. And not only do they sell drugs, they also make people disappear that go up against them. Look what happened to Dr. Sebi. Look what happened to so many naturopathic doctors down in Florida. Like, over the past 10 years, like, they've been disappearing. You know, they found one naturopath in a lake, drowned in a lake. One was murdered in a home. And all kinds of different things. And, you know, you guys can Google that and, you know, find out all about this. Okay? But, of course, the, you know, the cases are unsolved. But, hey, I know who did it because those particular naturopaths, they were out there. And they were making it known, you know, that, hey, there's a cure for cancer. You know, it's not medicine. Man-made medicine is not radiation treatment, it's not chemotherapy, because that stuff does not cure anything. But there is a cure. So this is what they were out letting everybody know, that there's a cure for cancer, there's a cure for diabetes, there's a cure for Alzheimer's, there's a cure for any ailment that's out here that there is a cure for. And, you know, they could not have that. They could not have that, so they had to shut them up. And a lot of them were threatened, and they used to put out things, you know, how they had been threatened with emails, how they've been threatened, you know, with letters and things like that. And eventually, those threats became carried out, and they took them out of here. And, you know, that's so sad. But there are still naturopaths today. A lot of them want to stay under the radar simply because of the fact that so many of them have gone missing and found murdered. I'm a naturopath, and, you know, I don't want to go missing. I don't want to be found murdered either, but this is something that the world should know, and so I'm talking about this tonight because you all should know, especially in the light of this COVID-19 pandemic, you know, and with population control, what better way to control the population than to do this, okay? With this pandemic, okay, right now we are, I didn't even look at the numbers today because I've been so busy with Zoom meetings and stuff today, but I know we went to like 63 million coronavirus infections worldwide today, this morning, and, you know, in the United States, we're like close to 14 million. We'll be at 14 million like by Tuesday, and, you know, it's just ridiculous, and the death toll, there's over 1.5 million deaths worldwide. And here in the United States, there's almost 275,000 deaths. And it's so sad. But the numbers as of the other day, they said like 65 people an hour, okay, have been dying the past week from coronavirus. And that's a shame. That is really a shame. And so this coronavirus is a way of population control, number one, because it's getting rid of a lot of the people that were already sickly, and, you know, the society has no use for them anymore. So they're trying to get rid of those very people by killing them off. And so this coronavirus is, once they get the coronavirus, those that are suffering already, that are stricken with cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, and all the other underlying conditions, if they contract coronavirus, their chance of survival is low, okay? A lot of them don't survive, and this is a problem, okay? So with the asymptomatic people walking around today that are thinking they're okay and they're healthy, they don't have the virus because they have no symptoms, they go home. Some of them go home to elderly parents or grandparents or, you know, those that are sickly, and they infect them with the virus. And then they put on Facebook, oh, pray for my mother, pray for my grandmother, pray for my father. You know, they're in the hospital with the coronavirus fighting for their lives. Or then you'll see, oh, well, you know, people pray for me, you know, such and such passed from the coronavirus. And they're not realizing that they're the ones that gave them the virus because they're not wearing a mask and they're out there doing whatever they want to do. And this is what Big Pharma wants to happen, because Big Pharma, if people in the hospital fighting for their lives, of course, they're going to be pumping up with more drugs. The insurance companies are going to be paying for this. And those that are hospitalized, they get the pharmaceutical industries are getting more money. The hospitals are getting more money. And if those people are intubated, okay, then they get even more money, okay, from the being intubated. And that is so sad. If you don't know what that is, that's when, you know, they hook you up to the oxygen machine or the ventilator, you know, so that's sad. But they get lots of money for this. And people now are trying to make sure that their health is okay, but they're doing it the wrong way because they're running to the doctor, and the doctor is giving them different things, but they're giving them the wrong things. These things are not going to help you. It's not going to keep you safe from coronavirus, people, at all, okay? And it's sad, but people are scared. And this is what Big Pharma wanted, for people to become fearful. This is what the government wanted after, you know, they killed off so many millions of people worldwide, and after they infect so many millions of people worldwide, then they will come with the vaccine, like now, okay? The vaccine has been flying on the plane. They made a special plane for the vaccine, flown to different countries, and it's been flying and landing in different countries, and they've been dropping off those vaccines. And now that people have been, that all this fear has been instilled in people right now, people that during the onset of this pandemic and during the early parts of the summer were saying, oh, well, I'm not taking nobody's vaccine. If a vaccine come out, I'm not taking it. I'm not going to do no vaccines. But now those same people are saying, wow, the vaccine, I wish they heard and find a vaccine because I need to get this vaccine. So people are fearful now because it seems like the virus is out of control. But what's out of control is not the virus. It's people that's out of control by not practicing any type of safety measures. So it's people that's out of control. The virus is still doing what it's been doing. But more and more people becoming infected because more and more people are listening to, like, people putting up false information online talking about, well, you know, you don't need to wear that mask. The mask not doing nothing for you. Social distancing, physical distancing is not helping. And they put all types of falsities out there, and people fall for it, especially the Black community. They run with it, and they believe that. This is why the Black community, that the most deaths are among Black people, the most infections are among Black people. And, you know, so this is what they want. So you know how much money these pharmaceutical companies are going to make from these vaccines? Do you know how much money they've been paid to do research? All these research centers that's been trying to come up with the vaccine. Wow. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates even got on board with, you know, starting their own research center. And, oh, my gosh. So it's just ridiculous. The pharmaceutical industry, y'all, we're talking about big, bad pharma, the biggest drug cartel in the world right now. And we're going to get back to cancer and all that stuff in a minute. I'm going to go to our first caller. All right, caller, you're on the air.
All right, call them one. You there?
Okay. Yes, I guess that would be me.
Hi, caller. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing super. Just listening at you know what you were saying and sort of pondering over it and digesting it, and glad to be on with you.
Okay. And what is your name, caller?
Soyini Ayan.
Okay. Oh, all right. Oh, all right. So now I know, I think I know pretty a lot of, about you. Now, can you somewhat elaborate, like when someone gets cancer, like what is the normal steps for that? Like what's
the
that
medical?
Like chemo and radiation? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, and well, first of all, I would like to say that cancer, the word cancer is scary for people. So that even if they don't have it, it scares them, you know, so the fear can just about take them out. But they go because because they're having pain or they felt a lump, you know, wherever the lump is, and they go. And so immediately, most times the medical people are going to say, oh, well, it could be cancer, it could be benign, it might be malignant. We need to do a biopsy, and I always say biopsies can lead to autopsies. So you shouldn't do that. But for lack of knowledge, people do it. You've got to learn, or maybe I should say unlearn, some of the faulty beliefs and faulty teachings that you've had down through the years. So folks run. They run. They don't think. They don't use a logical thinking. They run to the medical people, well, because they've got on the white jacket and the stethoscope around their neck. They're status symbols. And so when they say, okay, it's cancer, you get scared and, yeah, you go for the biopsy, and it comes back either benign or malignant, depending on what they need at that point. I mean, if they've got children in Harvard or Yale, you know, it's very expensive. So you just might get a diagnosis of, oh, it came back malignant. We're going to have to go in and we need to cut this lump out, cut this cancer out. You can't cut disease out. You can't drug it to death or poison it or burn it up. So what do you need to do? You've got to go back to the old-time way of doing things, watching what you eat, watching your thoughts and all, because if you go that route, well, let's just say, for instance, it's a breast that they are saying is cancerous. Well, now they're telling people, they used to, you know, go in, they cut, you know, cut, and then they give you chemotherapy. That is the, they go on that by saying, well, that's going to drug any bad cells, it's going to poison them to death. Well, remember now, these drugs go and they're going to whatever they touch, they're going to poison. And then they'll say, well, we might give you some radiation treatment, and they're going on their theory that the radiation's going to burn up cancer cells. But, well, it's going to burn up whatever it touches. So is that a cure? I think not. So what else do they do? So they cut you. And remember, you can't cut disease out. You can't drug it out. You can't burn it out. What you got to do, you've got to watch what you eat. You've got to take healing herbs to try and fix the situation and fix your thoughts. Because to me, cancer is rooted in unforgiveness. So you've got to see who hurt you, and you've not been able to let it go, or maybe it's somebody you've hurt and you just can't get over what you did. So you got to forgive yourself or forgive somebody else. And remember, and I know you've heard this before, forgiveness, it's, you know, when you're holding a grudge and then you just keep holding it, you aren't hurting that person. They don't know. They probably forgot what they've done to you. So when you forgive, you're really helping yourself, because it's not hurting anybody except you when you're holding it. So what are the protocols in the medical profession for cancer? Well, they've got three methods, and that's cutting, which is the surgery, burning, that's the radiation, drugging, that would be the chemotherapy. Does it work? Well, I think we've pretty much said enough for you to know that it doesn't. You might have somebody in your family, some of your listeners out there, they might have someone in their family that has experienced that, and it just didn't work because, again, we can't cut disease out. We can't drug it up. We can't poison it to death. We've got to go back to the root cause. Why? What is it? And mycotoxins and aflatoxins, that's a big thing that's going on now because of this soil, the depleted soil that got GMO, genetically modifying organisms. They've got all of this stuff going on. So the food is toxic. You've got to go organic and then frail the food still, because you got to trust that it is what they're saying it is, even if it's stamped certified organic. So you've got to do the best you can or grow your own food. And then, again, where you're going to get the the food that you're growing, where you're going to get the seeds. Are the seeds okay? So there's so much into this. I mean, I could talk for the next 2 hours on it, and some people still aren't going to understand because they're going to still run to the doctor. And if you tell them, well, you know, why don't you try cleaning up what you've messed up? Why don't you try getting all the toxins out of your body? And you, you know, offer them an herb. And I've had people come to me and they say, well, is it going to run me to the bathroom? I said, run you to the bathroom? You don't have to run. You can walk, but you're going to have to go because you've got to clean up what you've messed up. And you can't point your fingers at other folk, you know, well, they did it or it's because of this or that. You did it. You are the one that swallowed the bad stuff. You took the drugs. You know, you let them do these things to you. You did it for lack of knowledge. So I hope that's put a little light, shed a little light on this situation. But mycotoxins, they will cause cancer. And what are they? Oh, let me tell you, if you don't mind, I'll take another minute and just say.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, because people are probably saying, mycotoxin, what's that? Or aflatoxin, what is that? Well,
yeah, there's that.
You know,
corn.
Yes, corn, wheat, peanuts. So we've got to watch grains. We must watch what we're putting in our body. And so folks are so stuck on what they are programmed to eat, and then they don't want to stop. So keep that in mind about the mycotoxins. You've got to clean up the body. You've got to get bacteria and viruses and all of that out. Oh, the COVID. Yeah, well, you've got to get the bacteria out. You've got to get all of this stuff out and keep it out. Once you get cleaned up through using herbs and good food, the right foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, well, then you don't want to go back to the dog that bit you. You know, you don't want to go back to your ground-up cow burger shoved into a bowl.
Right.
You don't want to go back to your steak. You don't want to go back to life as usual. I feel better now. I'm okay now so I can go back and eat those things that I want. No, no, no. So I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to leave it at that because, like I said, I can talk and talk. You guys will be off the
air. Yes, I know you can. Thank you so much, Doctor. I really thank you so much for chiming in tonight. And just stay on there because I might want you to, elaborate on another topic in a little bit when I get to vaccines. All right. So, everybody, just want you all to know we are on air from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. You're now tuned into News Forum, and this is Chinchilla. Tonight's topic is all about big, bad pharma and talking about the pharmaceutical industries and how they are in control of mostly everything around the world, from, you know, politics and everything. And, you know, it's so sad, the government that supposed to govern over the pharmaceutical industry is the FDA, which is the Federal Drug Administration. The FDA, they really don't actually govern over the pharmaceutical industry because they allow so many different medications to just slip through. And they're out on the market each and every month. There are several recalls on different drugs that they've taken off the shelves. In the past 3 to 4 months, metamorphin has been taken off the shelves, and, you know, it's been withdrawn and recalled and all that stuff from different pharmaceutical companies. That's one of the diabetes drugs, and, you know, and so many other drugs. Every month there's recalls, and you have to think, wow, people have been putting these drugs in their bodies and now they're recalling them. That is a nightmare. You know, that's just like the food recalls that people are eating every day. There's different recalls for salads and meats like back in the summer, there was like 40,000 pounds of beef recalled one time. Another time, there were 72,000 pounds of beef recalled. A lot of recalls on chicken, eggs, and all kinds of other foods have been recalled. Seafood has been recalled. And, you know, people have consumed them already, and then here it is, the recall. And so people are looking, wow, I done ate that already, and now they're recalling it. And several people have died, hundreds of people have died this year because of eating contaminated foods. And then thousands have been become ill from eating contaminated foods. And those people that become ill, guess what they have to do? They have to go to the doctor, and they have to be prescribed drugs, you know, to try to get rid of their ailing. And it's so very sad how the pharmaceutical industry monopolizes everything. With the FDA, the FDA's purpose is to, you know, provide regulation and all that stuff for drugs and various things. And they don't actually just deal with drugs. You know, they deal with food and they deal with other things. But what happens with the FDA, the pharmaceutical industry basically controls them to a certain degree. And, you know, they can pay them off because they have trillions of dollars to do that. But with the FDA, they don't regulate herbal products. If you notice that on a bottle of herbal supplements, if you get ones that are made by all natural herb companies, because there's two different kinds. There are those herbs that are created by pharmaceutical companies, because the pharmaceutical companies, what they did maybe about 15 years ago, maybe, they started getting putting their hands into the herbal industry because, an industry that people were starting to gravitate to slowly, and more people were becoming conscientious of their health, and they wanted to get well instead of just continuously taking man-made medicines and getting sicker and sicker and sicker. So they turned to herbs, and once they saw the herbal trend building and increasing, they started popping up with these herb companies claiming that they were 100% natural herbs. But if you look at some of the bottles, you'll see that it's actually a pharmaceutical company that produced those herbal products. So then that means that they're not all natural, okay? They've been cut with some type of chemical and cut with herbs that are not equal to the herbs, or the quality of herbs are different. And then they use a specific herb, like say, for instance, like golden seal. Instead of using the 100% golden seal, they'll use Oregon grapes. And it's like somewhat like golden seal, but it's of a lesser quality because it doesn't produce the same effects as golden seal does. So the pharmaceutical industry, they're very, very conniving. They're very intelligent. They're ruthless. So they will do whatever they can do, you know, themselves prospering the way they are. And it's legal. It's legal. Everything they sell is legal. And then when they put these drugs on the market that haven't really gone through the clinical trials that they're supposed to go through, you know, what do? Get a slap on the wrist, you know, and they put it out there. And then eventually, you know, a politician that's really looking at what they're doing and reading over their reports and everything, and then they find out, wow, well, you didn't present this to us. You didn't let us know this, and you didn't let us know that. But then it's too late. It's already done messed up a lot of people, and that's the sad thing. And then what are the ramifications? What, you know, what do they do? What are the consequences that they have to suffer? Rarely any. And it's so sad because they pay their way out of everything. And the FDA, they won't regulate the natural herb, 100% natural herbal companies. So on the bottles of herbs, you know, they say, not approved by the FDA. And that's so sad. They won't approve it. And why won't they approve it? Well, because Big Bad Pharma told them not to approve any of that stuff, because if those things were approved, even more people would take them. But see, people, again, they walk in fear, and they won't take the herbs. A lot of them won't, because they'll look and say, oh, this is not FDA regulated. Oh, the FDA didn't approve this. So, oh, I got to take it to my doctor and let them see it. And nine times out of ten, you take it to your doctor, they're going to tell you, oh, no, well, you shouldn't take that. And, oh, be careful of taking herbs. No, you don't have to be careful, people, of taking herbs. You need to be careful of taking those man-made chemically induced medicines that are having you take like pill after pill after pill after pill. And from one bottle of medicine to 10, okay, that's what you need to be leery and weary about. Not taking something that God created. God created these herbs. Man did not. But man, he's the one that's creating those drugs that you're taking and that you're taking every day and that you're being hooked on. So you need to learn how to get your body together and get well and stay well. And there is a better way, and there is no disease that is incurable, like the medical doctors will tell you, and like the pharmaceutical industry will make people believe that, you know, hey, that can't be cured. There's no cure. Yes, there is, people. Yes, there is. And it goes hand in hand with what you're eating, what you're drinking, and then what natural herbs you're taking. That's why it's so important to get with a naturopathic doctor, a natural health certified natural health professional that can put you on an herbal program that will get you well and keep you well. Not Googling online seeing what Susie May took for their diabetes or what somebody else took for cancer, because the same thing may not work for you because everybody's body is designed differently, okay? And I'm going to talk to you about how you can get well and stay well and how you can hook up with a naturopath and all that stuff. But let's see, we have another caller that's waiting right now. So caller number two, you're on the air.
Wow, like, wow, this is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You have been just touching on some amazing topics. And your guest, the last caller, oh, my God, you guys are amazing. Like, y'all are touching on stuff that really need to be talked about, and your people are going to be upset, but it's okay because we have been affected by this for so long. And I think what has happened is we've started to get, and this is just from my perception and my observing from my personal experience. I've noticed more brown doctors and physicians stepping into the field now. And now that they're stepping into the field, we're now seeing that they actually care about their brown community, and they're not pumping all of these drugs into their community. I know personally my doctor, he's black, and he will not prescribe me a whole bunch of medication. He will try different other things and ask me to do different other things, like lose weight, exercise, less stress. there was a lot of things that helped with my high blood pressure. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, depression, a lot of different things that the doctors that I was seeing before him gave me medication for. But I've always been healthy before getting shot, and I had no health issues. I never had problems with my blood pressure. I never had any type of issues. And when they started trying to give me all these medications, I took them for a while, and I started noticing a change, and I couldn't deal with the change, and I said I couldn't do this. So I don't take any medication. I refuse to take any medication. And a lot of people going that route. They're going that route. Because I wanted to share my friend girl's testimony. When she was younger, she had to have a kidney transplant. And her mother actually gave her a kidney. Some years later, she had to have another kidney transplant. Because of all the medication that she has taken over the years, she developed lymphoma, a form of cancer, lymphoma cancer. She was supposedly cured from that. Now they've come back with another form of cancer that has come because of all of the medication that she's taken over the years. And I tell people, when they say treatment, they treat you to meet their needs. Like the caller said, who going to Yale? Somebody got to go to Yale. Somebody need a Porsche. Somebody need this. They treat you according to their need. That's what treatment means. They treat you according to what needs they need met. And we don't get it. You know, like she was saying, we got to go back to, it's a spiritual thing too.
Right.
She was talking about the cancer and how it comes from unforgiveness. And that is so true, because I have a friend that is a living witness. I watched this girl go down. I could see her skeleton. I watched her. I watched how she gave her life to Christ and how she began to forgive herself and forgive others. And I watched how God raised her back up. She's still here today.
Wow.
And she'll tell you that it was not from medication. She'll tell you it was not from medication. And people that have really got it and understand that all these medicines that they've given you is not the way, my sister will tell you, she don't go. She don't like going to no doctor, but if she goes, she'll listen to what they got, what they say. But she come home and do what she do, herbally. She home all remedy.
Right.
We grew up in the country. We raised our own goods. I listened to you talk about the water. I remember the difference because I grew up on a farm. We could go out and drop a bucket down in our well and draw water up, and it feel like it just come out the freezer, like it was just cold. Just fresh out the ground. The water don't taste like that. Nowhere else I go now.
Right.
In the city, it does not taste like that. I cannot drink water to save my life. It has to be filtered. And it has to, water don't taste the same from when I was a child. And yes, that was but yeah, and I don't even want to get on the population. Because you've been touching on stuff tonight. For real, like, you got me just over here, like, I've been taking notes, like, because I was like, I want to touch on this, because I remember back when the Super Bowl came to Atlanta, and I'm still asking this question because I want to know what happened to all those homeless people that were living in these parks and living on these streets, and when the Super Bowl came, they magically disappeared, and no one seen them again. What happened to these people?
Right. Yeah.
We, you know, and we disappearing at a rapidly rate, and we disappearing so fast to where people don't even know what's going on, because at the particular time, you know, people come around, they want to feed the homeless, and they're like, "Where the homeless people at?" I'm like, "Well, they was down there a couple of weeks ago before the Super Bowl came." These buses
wow.
were coming around picking up people, and we was like, "Where are they busing them?" Never saw them again.
Wow.
But there's a lot going on. We got to wake up. We have to care and value ourselves. And when we start doing that, that's when we can start affecting our communities and making a difference. I mean, you've been touching on some major stuff that people need to get. So I thank you. I thank you. Don't stop.
You're welcome,
Angela. Bringing it, because you're doing it tonight, and I thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for your comments. And Angela has a show. She's one of the hosts here on this network. And tell people when your show comes on, Angela.
So my show is on every 4 weeks on Wednesday. I'll be on December 16th, 9:30 p.m.
Cool.
Eastern Standard Time.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for calling. And as Andrew was saying about the buses, like picking up the homeless people, and, you know, after that they didn't see the homeless people anymore, where did they take them to? Now, you know, there's all types of movies that come on, and a lot of movies that they make are actually things that are going on, but, you know, they have them as fictional movies, but a lot of these movies be right on point. Like, there was a movie with people going around picking up the homeless and taking them to these facilities, and they were harvesting their organs and taking organs and things like that from them. So they were killing them to get their organs. And so that is probably what happened to those homeless people. I would not put it past I would not put it past the government. I would not put it past the pharmaceutical industry. I would not put it past any of these wealthy people, because the people with the money, they can basically pay for anything that they want. You know, they want a heart, they can pay for it, and you know, these people will go out and get a heart. And, you know, it's so sad. But these are things that happen, and it's a shame, but it happens to blacks. It happens to our communities, in our communities, and people won't speak up and stand up, and people just watch it happen and just not say anything. People realize that they're getting sicker and sicker and not any better, and they're taking this medicine for 10 years, and they still haven't gotten any better, but they got worse in 10 years. That's kind of, that seems like to me, that's retardation, because if you're taking the medicine for 10 years and you done got worse instead of better, it's retarded to continuously take that medication, you know, but it's a retarded fear, okay, because you're afraid to stop. Although you're getting sicker from it, you're still afraid to stop taking it, and a lot of people are afraid to try something different, but I urge and encourage you all to try something different, because there is a better way. You can get well, and you can stay well, and I'm a naturopathic doctor, and, you know, I have clients that come to me, and I hear and see all kinds of things, and it's sad, and I've seen it. Someone that came to me with 22 different pills that they were taking, 22 different bottles of medicine, and that was just an absolute disgrace, 22 pills that they're popping, and they only started out with diabetes and wind up with 22 pills after 15 years, you know, and that's so sad. Again, people, you're tuned in right now on air from Lagos. Dial in right now, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in on the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is Cintilla, your host for News Forum, and we're talking about Big Bad Pharma. Big Bad Pharma, y'all. How many of y'all hooked on their drugs? How many of y'all are hooked? And you need to be going into a rehab. You know, I can rehabilitate you, people, if you want to be rehabilitated. And all you got to do is be in touch with me. I can get you well. I can keep you well and everything. So I'm going to give you guys a number that you can call if you want to talk to a naturopathic doctor such as myself, because this is what we need in the black communities. It's time out for us being killed off by these doctors that call themselves caring for us and attending to our health needs, and you take your children to them, and they're, you know, creating autism in your children from vaccines and everything else, and birth defects and all that stuff from the prenatal care that you're getting, those drugs that you're popping, and, you know, it's so sad, but there is a better way, people. Call the 3. You're on the air.
Hey, call the 3. Yes, can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you calling, number 3?
I'm doing excellent. Look, my name is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. I'm enjoying your show, and I want to get right to it. You know, when you look at children of nature, and this is before integration. Before integration, the children of nature had the ability to create herbs and stuff like that. Now, you know, unless somebody been sleeping up under a rock, they made it sure that not only we couldn't go into the restaurants and we couldn't go into the hospitals and all kind of things like that, right? So giving thanks to our creator, not the created creator, that we have been given, right? That for some reason, it seems like he answered other people's prayers, but ours have yet to get answered, right? But that's beside the point. Let me get back to the herbal thing. I love your show because think about it. We couldn't go to the hospitals and the clinics and some of the stuff in which they're having nowadays, right? So the herbologist had no choice but to create home remedies, as it's been called, that not only would heal us, but it really sustained us. Now, you flip forward. One of the things that really, really bugged me out, take man and mankind and their synthetic medicine with the synthetic education, right? It creates the type of society that we have today that's drugged out. You get what I'm saying? I have yet to see anyone who's taking, you know, herbs in its most raw or purest form have an overdose.
Right.
I have yet to see or witness someone having these crazy side effects. You know, it seems like the drugs that man and mankind come with, which is nothing, it ain't gonna fool me. I'm a pest control specialist by trade. I know a lot of the chemicals that I have been certified to use for many years is really a synthetic man and mankind rendition of what nature has already prescribed to fight off certain bugs. This is something I learned even with, you know, with me having a long line of attributes in this pest control career. And the same thing with the synthetic medicine, okay? I want to end this by sharing something. You know, there was a guy that was an herbologist, okay? Now, he had three wives previously. And every time that one of these wives would get sick, you know what he would take time to give them? He would feed each one of his wives poison mushroom. Okay? Now, this poison mushroom managed to offset any type of sickness that the wives that he had previously that would take that. Okay? Some of them wives, they were sick to the point of death. Now, the last wife refused to take this poison mushroom, even though the previous wives that he had that took it, and they, you know, managed to be healed, right? Do you know what his most recent wife passed away from?
What?
You want to take a guess? He tried his best to feed it to her, and for some reason, she went to the drugstore and took their form of medicine, and it swelled her throat up. So when she said, "Okay, I'm not getting well. Let me try this poison mushroom that you managed to heal your previous wives with," right? She ended up passing away. You know why? She couldn't swallow the mushroom. She couldn't swallow the mushroom. So it wasn't that the mushroom couldn't have cured her. It's the synthetic medicine that she took swelled her esophagus up to the point where she couldn't swallow it. It's a sad case, but it's true. It's a sad case, but it's true. We have got to get back to children of nature. We have got to get back. That's one of the main reasons why yours truly have been sent into the world with Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover, because once we get our state of mind back, not the mind that other people have given us, and passing it off as something true. But once we're able to think again on our own and do what we require to do through nature, everything that we ever wanted will be swiftly returned. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling in. And truly enjoyed that. And what reishi mushrooms, that's actually a healing mushroom. And there are so many other different mushroom products out on the market that people don't realize that they are actually healers. And you definitely got to take charge of y'all's health. And, you know, next week we'll be talking more about these topics, because this time goes by so fast. And thank you all for the callers tonight. And we're going to go to Ngozi, to Brother O right now for Ngozi time. And then I'll be back at you to get my final thoughts.
First of all, they talked about a poison mushroom. Chinchilla, who named it poison?
Probably a white man.
Then who named it poison? So, of course, tonight, internship was outstanding. And I really appreciate you stepping in the legacy of what Abraham Doe, Regine Turner, Antonia Batts, lovely Ellison Ives tried to put through with this news forum. It is what we do, giving you the best broadcasting period. We want to thank Chinchilla for her outstanding thesis. Tomorrow night on these stations, we come back with the original anchor. Chinchilla is our anchor now, but we must give honor to the person that held it down for many years, a current event genius, Miss Antonia Batts, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. What more can we say about her? What she's done for us for almost 8 years. We are proud, of her legacy. Tomorrow night, of course, the name of the show, Informational Guru by Antonia Batts, 9:30 Eastern Standard on these O&E stations. And, of course, coming up on Tuesday, Chinchilla, you're going to have a wonderful time. It's the first time since, you've been with us, you get a chance to share our legacy. The outstanding third annual honors at O&E, celebrating Andrea Presley as a lifetime achiever in the Hall of Fame. The young man you just talked to, Honey Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man, going in as an enshrinee for this year. Celebrating Tara Strength as the Lenny New Host of the Year, which is our Rookie of the Year. And, of course, for people who have been with the network, they are not interns and longer. The threshold was October. They voted for the only overall Host of the Year, which is the Anna Wadell Award for Excellence. And it will all be hosted by our commissioner, who you talked to tonight, Ansel Thomas Smith. It will be 9:30, the historic time on our network, Tuesday night right here on these O&E stations. And, of course, the historic Beverly Nation is advertising. Through O&E, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at fednet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+. Oladele Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. The O&E Host Intern Show at News Forum, as well as Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight? oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. For the next 2 minutes, we have our wonderful intern, news anchor, Ms. Chinchilla. You have 1 minute and 54 seconds left to go in this program tonight.
All right. Thank you, Bruno. All right, everybody. Again, I thank you for tuning in tonight for Big Bad Pharma, taking a deep dive into that. Now, for those of you that are listening, you want to know, say, well, how can I get in touch with a naturopath? I told you guys I was going to give you that information, so I'm going to give you that information right now. If you are suffering from any ailment, be it cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever it is, you need to dial this number, the number to call, and you can call tonight, you can call anytime, you can send a text message, leave a message, whatever, 973-833-3793. Again, that's 973-833-3793. And you can get in touch. You can get put on an herbal health program that will get you well, and it will definitely keep you well, and it will help you to get off of those medicines that are killing you. So if you want to survive and stay alive, you better call me at that number, 973-833-3793. Take charge of your health. This is your girl, Chinchilla Jonesia. You've been tuned in to News Forum. See you next week. Our topic is going to be wrongful incarceration next week. This is your girl, Chinchilla. I'm Audi like Audi.